Na velikom ekranu. Medija centar.
18 časova.
Tržni centar Trg Republike. Uključite se.
Vesti. Beograd 92. Slušaj pažljivo.
Dobar dan, 14 sati 2 minuta, ovo su vesti na B92. Treća runda razgovora predsjednika Srbije Slobodana Miloševića i specijalnog američkog izaslanika Richarda Holbrooka, koje je počelo u 10 časova, prekinuto je oko podneva, saznaje B92 iz diplomatskih izvora. Ambasador Holbrook se u ovim trenucima nalazi u američkoj ambasadi u Beogradu, potvrdio je ovaj izvor koji je insistirao na anonimnosti. On je dodao da za sada nema potvrde o mogućem nastavku razgovora. Potpredsednik vlade Srbije i šef državne delegacije na razgovorima u Rambujevu i Parizu, Ratko Marković, izjavio je tokom sednice Skupštine Srbije da poslanici Republičkog parlamenta da smo suočeni sa konkretnim zahtevom da po svaku cenu prihvatimo dolazak stranih trupa na našu teritoriju kao uslov za sprovođenje sporazuma koji nije postignut ili ćemo u protivnom biti bombardovani. To je suštinsko pitanje na kome se prelama celokupan politički proces u rešavanju problema na Kosovu i državna delegacija smatra da Skupština treba da se o tome izjasni, rekao je Marković na sednici parlamenta Srbije. Šef poslaničkog kluba SPS-a Gorica Gajević izjavila je u Republičkom parlamentu da vlasti u Beogradu neće prihvatiti strane trupe na svojoj teritoriji ni po koju cenu. Predsednik poslaničkog kluba Srpske radikalne stranke Stevo Dragišić je izjavio da NATO nikada neće dobiti pristanak Beograda da dođe na Kosovo. Šef poslaničkog kluba JUL-a Milan Rodić je izjavio da je neodrživ stav NATO da Albanci dobiju državu na srpskoj teritoriji. Na sednici parlamenta u toku je pauza. Šef nemačke diplomatije Joška Fischer pozvao je u ime Evropske unije predsjednika Srbije Slobodana Miloševića da u posljednjem času potpiše mirovni sporazum o Kosovu kako bi se izbjegao rat. Još nije prekasno, možete još izbeći da vaše zemlje i narod uđu u sukob, rekao je nemački ministar. Fischer je ocenio da je situacija na Kosovu sada između mira i rata. Kako je najavljeno iz UEFA, danas će biti doneta odluka o terminu i mestu odigravanja kvalifikacionih utakmica za odlazak na evropsko prvenstvo Jugoslavija Hrvatska i Makedonija Republika Irska. Televizija Studio B i njen direktor i glavni i odgovorni urednik Dragan Kojedinović kažnjeni su na osnovu zakona o javnom informisanju, a na osnovu tužbe bivšeg mandatara za sastav vlade Republike Srpske Brane Miljuša sa 100.000 i 50.000 dinara zbog objavljivanja neistinitih informacija. U obrazloženju presude se navodi da je Studio B odgovoran jer je 15. marta u emisiji Direktno emitovao intervju sa liderom Srpskog narodnog saveza Biljanom Plavšić, koja je izjavila da je od Brane Miljuša u njegovom ekspozeu u Skupštini Republike Srpske po prvi put čula da Brčko treba da ima status distrikta. Magistralni put Bijeljina Brčko u mestu Sandići nadomak Brčkog i danas je blokiran cisternama i kamionima sa prikolicama iz pravca Brčkog i iz pravca Bijeljine. Kontrolni punkt Esfora koji je ranije postavljen na tom mestu našao se u sendviču između dve barikade koje su postavili Srbi mahom pristalice Srpske radikalne stranke. 14 sati i 6 minuta, tačno u 15, imaćete priliku da čujete novo izdanje vesti, a zatim i intervju dana.
B92. Vesti.
Ne menjajte državu. Promenite video klub. Video i CD klub Aquarius. Lole Ribera 25 3247938. Cadbury's, engleske čokolade od dnevno svežeg mlijeka, punjene celim bademima sa svojim broždjem i lešnicima. Veliki izbor bombonjera, čokoladica i raznih bombona. Cadbury's, čokolade božanstvenog ukusa.
Radio 392 English.
In today's news, Richard Holbrooke breaks off talks with Milosevic, and Milosevic calls for a renegotiation of the political agreement on Kosovo. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke left the residence of Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic shortly after noon this afternoon to speak to Washington by telephone from the U.S. Embassy. Radio B92 learned from diplomatic sources a short time ago. Holbrooke had arrived at the residence at about 10 a.m. to meet Milosevic alone, unlike yesterday's discussions, which were attended by U.S. and Yugoslav officials. After yesterday's meeting, Milosevic's office released a statement saying that the talks had been focused on a resolution of the Kosovo crisis and particularly on the U.S. attitude to the internal affairs of Yugoslavia. In the statement, Milosevic emphasized that a solution could not be reached by imposing the interests of the Kosovo-Albanian separatist movement on the Serbian state. The statement alleged that negotiations in France in the past few weeks had been a fraud in which international mediators had attempted to impose a proposal written before negotiations began on Serbia and claimed that it was an agreement. The Yugoslav president called for the political deadlock to be broken and real negotiations resumed. Holbrooke told Radio B92 yesterday that he thought many people in Yugoslavia did not understand why the international community wanted the state to invite NATO troops to Kosovo. The NATO force, he said, would consist of troops from many countries, including Russia, and would bring peace to Kosovo, protecting both Serbs and Albanians from deliberate, indiscriminate, and unnecessary violence. Holbrooke said that some media had depicted the NATO force as being against Serbs, which was not true. He appealed for agreement to the peace proposal, saying this would prevent the tragic and catastrophic situation which would otherwise be brought about. Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic was not satisfied with the political section of the draft agreement on Kosovo, European envoy Wolfgang Petric told Radio B92 yesterday. Petric was speaking after he and his co-mediators on Kosovo, Chris Hill and Boris Majorski, met Milosevic at his residence. Petric said that Milosevic had indicated that he wanted further negotiations on the political agreement. This attitude, said the European Union's special envoy, was not acceptable to the member countries of the contact group. Petric said that he, Hill and Majorski would remain in Belgrade as long as there was a possibility of reasonable contact and dialogue with Belgrade authorities. Asked whether U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke could offer Milosevic anything that the mediators had not, Petric replied that basically everything was already on the table. The chief Serb negotiator on Kosovo, Deputy Prime Minister Ratko Marković, this morning reported to the Serbian Parliament on negotiations in Rambouillet and Paris, saying that the Serb delegation wanted the Parliament's opinion on whether the state should accept foreign troops in Kosovo in exchange for not being bombed. This, said Marković, was the central question of the current political process relating to Kosovo. Marković reiterated Belgrade's position that the French conferences had been characterized by the imposition of one-sided views and the manipulation of facts. He emphasized that the Serb and Kosovo-Albanian delegations had never met directly during the talks. State officials at the parliament declined to answer questions outside the building. The parliament is still in session. The people of Britain and France should be ashamed of their country's threats against Yugoslavia, Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic said yesterday in a letter to the British and French foreign ministers Robin Cook and Hubert Vedrin. Milosevic added that NATO was preparing to use force against a small European nation on the grounds that it was protecting its own territory against separatism, its citizens against terrorism, and its historic dignity against bastards who knew nothing whatever about dignity or history. The Yugoslav president also emphasized that Yugoslavia was ready to continue negotiations from its peaceful and democratic position. NATO Secretary-General Javier Solana said this morning that the alliance would act if U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke's mission to Belgrade failed and that the responsibility for that would belong to Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. Solana said that not only had Milosevic refused to sign the Rambouillet Agreement but had launched a new offensive in Kosovo with catastrophic consequences. UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan last night called on Yugoslavia to end the military offensive in Kosovo, protect civilians and cooperate with mediators in their attempts to prevent further conflicts and reach agreement on Kosovo. Annan noted that about 25,000 people had fled their homes in Kosovo since last Friday when the new Serb offensive began. Russian Prime Minister Evgeny Primakov would cut his US visit short if NATO launched airstrikes against Yugoslavia, Russian media reported this morning, adding that Washington officials had been informed of Primakov's decision. Before leaving the US for the US this morning, Primakov met Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov and Army Head General Anatoly Kvasnin. He told media after the meeting that Russia categorically opposed the use of force against Yugoslavia. Police blocked several areas of Pristina last night as tension rose in the city following the murder of four Serb policemen on Sunday afternoon. The streets of Kosovo's capital were almost deserted last night, with only occasional cars seen and helicopters flying over the city. A 22-year-old woman was killed when unknown attackers opened machine gun fire in a central city cafe last night. Serb sources claim that the Uca car was responsible for the attack because it had imposed a curfew of 7 p.m. on Albanian-owned shops and cafes. In an explosion in another cafe in Pristina, one man was killed and another two injured. Police are investigating. Next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 6:05 this evening.
Radio B92.
Brother, 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 a sada Silabus. Jedinstvena škola stranih jezika.
Jel?
Engleski, italijanski, nemački, grupe do 6 polaznika. Jedini ovlašteni centar za polaganje ispita Evropskog konzorcijuma.
Jel?
Jeste. Silabus, jedinstvena škola.